Stealing from a Gentile, Part 2, Laws Relating to Cheating a Gentile in Business. So in the previous lesson, Part 1, on this subject, we explained the general law that the biblical stealing prohibition applies whether towards stealing from a Jew or towards stealing from a Gentile, and that it is biblically forbidden to steal even less than a prut is worth, whether the Gentile is a child or an adult, and that even if the Gentile caused one pain that did not incur monetary loss, it's forbidden to steal from him, and that this prohibition applies even if the Gentile is an idol worshiper, and that from certain perspectives, stealing from a Gentile is even more severe than stealing from a Jew, being that it includes, in addition to the stealing prohibition, also the prohibition of Chilul Hashem. And according to Kabbalah, causes the angelic minister of the Gentile to steal back from holiness and bring it to the side of evil. Based on this preface, we will now go into details of business with a Gentile and different scenarios which may involve cheating and whether it is permitted or not. So as stated in the Rambam in Hilchus Mechira chapter 18 and brought in the Shulchan Aruch Eishin Mishpah chapter 228 halacha 6 and in the Alter Rebbe Shulchan Aruch Hilchus Einah halacha 11, all scams and trickery are forbidden in business, even with a Gentile. And those people who mistakenly think that it's permitted to scam a Gentile are making a grave error. The Rambam in Pirush HaMishnayos states that all types of trickery and scams are forbidden even towards a Gentile, and certainly if it will involve the desecration of God's name, and those who do so are considered to be doing an abomination in the eyes of God. Now review various scenarios of cheating and their detailed laws. The first is called in Hebrew lehatayse becheshbon, which means tricking a Gentile seller as to the amount that he received in payment from you. So it's recorded in the Rishayim, the Rambam, the Mordechai, the Ravaya, brought in the Ramon Chayshin Mishpah chapter 348 halacha 2, and the Alter Rebbe Shulchan Aruch Hilchos Gzeila Ugnev halacha 4, and Hilchos Ana halacha 11. That it is forbidden for one to cheat a Gentile when purchasing something from him by tricking him as to the amount of money that he gave him for the item. And one who does so is considered to be stealing an item from the Gentile. Thus, it's forbidden for one to lie and say that he paid the Gentile more than he actually paid him, such as to give him a $20 bill and say, I gave you a $50 bill. The next type of cheating is defined in Hebrew as ayna'ah, which is tricking a Gentile buyer or seller as to how much the item is worth, that he is selling or that he is buying. So it's recorded in the above-mentioned Rishayim, the Rambam, and the Mordechai, and Boron al-Alter Rebbe Shulchan Aruch Hilchos Ana halacha 11, that it is forbidden to trick a Gentile seller or Gentile buyer regarding the value of an item. Thus, it goes without saying that it's forbidden for one to change the price tags on an item in a store for a lower price. The next type of cheating is known in Hebrew as genevas das, which is giving false information about a product to a Gentile. So it's recorded in the Gemara in Chula 94a, brought in the Rambam Hilchos Deos and Hilchos Mechira, in the Shulchan Aruch of the Machaber Cheshen Mishpat, chapter 228, halacha 6, and in the Alter Rebbe Shulchan Aruch Hilchos Eina, halacha 12, and Hilchos Gzeilu Geneva, halacha 14, that it is forbidden for one to scam a Gentile when selling him an item by giving him false information about that item or purposely placing misleading information about it. This applies even if no monetary loss is incurred by the Gentile due to the misleading information. So you must have disclosure, transparency, and honesty when selling something to a Gentile if there are any glaring issues with the product. It goes without saying that it's forbidden for one to trick a Gentile to purchasing an item that contains a blemish by withholding this information from him. Rather, one must tell him of the blemish before the purchase, even if he's a Gentile. And one who does not do so is considered similar to stealing money from him, and he transgresses the biblical stealing prohibition, so states the Alter Rebbe. Nilchseinu Halacha 11 and the Mechaber Cheshen Mishpat 228.6, meaning, when selling a Gentile an item contains a blemish, then the biblical stealing prohibition is transgressed. But when selling someone an item with just misleading information, even though it's not blemished, and it doesn't cause any monetary change in the price of the item, it's still forbidden due to knevas das, stealing the mind of the Gentile, even though he's not considered to have stolen any money from the Gentile. Our last and final type of cheating is called in Hebrew as ta'us hagoy, which is if one is obligated to correct a mistake of a Gentile buyer or seller, meaning I am not misleading or doing anything active to steal or take money from the Gentile, and the mistake happened on the fault of the Gentile buyer or seller, and the question is, must I be proactive and fix his mistake in order so he receive or give the correct amount of money? So it is actually in this case that certain leniencies apply, and it is due to this that other extended leniencies unjustifiably have been learned from. So what are the subjected leniencies? So this is based on the Gemara in Bava Kamma 113a, quoted in the Rambam in the Mechaber Ramon Shulchan Aruch and Al Tabe Shulchan Aruch in Hilchas Gzeilu Gneiva and Hilchas Seino as follows. If a Gentile buyer or seller made a mistake as to the value of an item, or as to how much he paid for it, or as to how much he received for it, then the Jewish seller or buyer is not obligated to correct him of his mistake in order so the Gentile receiver pay the correct amount. So it's only considered stealing if I actively do something to steal. But if it's the Gentile's mistake, I am not obligated to correct him. However, this only applies if not correcting the Gentile will not cause a Chilul Hashem. If, however, will cause a Chilul Hashem, such as if the Gentile will eventually discover that he made a mistake and that the Jew was aware of it, did not tell him, then one is required to correct the Gentile of his mistake. It is therefore proper to explicitly tell the Gentile in order to avoid a Chilul Hashem that he is relying on his calculation of the payment. Meaning, for example, if the Gentile gave one a certain amount of money for the item, and one does not have the time to count the bills and coins, and he can tell the Gentile, I trust you that you gave me the exact amount. And then, even if later on he discovers that he gave him more, he does not have to correct him. Nonetheless, all this is from the letter of the law. However, the Kadakemach writes that practically one should be proactive and make a Kiddush Hashem and correct and fix the mistake of the Gentile, even when one won't cause a Chilul Hashem and he's not obligated to from the letter of the law. As we see from the fact that Yaakov commanded his sons to return the money to the Egyptian viceroy, who was really Yosef, even though he wasn't required halachically. And certainly today, concludes the Kadakemach, every person is morally obligated to correct a Gentile of his mistake and make a Kiddush Hashem. So to summarize, it is never permitted to cheat a Gentile in business, in selling, and buying. One who does so transgresses the biblical stealing prohibition, and the only leniency that ever applies is when the mistake is on the side of the Gentile due to his own fault, in which case, if it will not be a Chilul Hashem because he won't discover the mistake, I am not obligated to correct him, although even then we practically conclude that one should correct him in order to make a Kiddush Hashem.
Thank you for listening to ShulchanAruchHarav.com. Our free services of making Torah knowledge available to the public depends on donors like you. Please help us continue our work through making even a small contribution at ShulchanAruchHarav.com under the Daily Halacha Dedication section or in the subscription page. Also, check out our online courses and many Sefarim available for purchase that will both enhance your Torah knowledge and help support our work.